A couple of gross things this morning, and I'm not talking about the snow. I mean, that's just beautiful. Looks lovely, doesn't it? Make you feel like it's Christmas time.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm talking about two stories today. One is Jose Canseco, who was in the news a couple of weeks ago when he shot his finger off cleaning his gun.
Middle finger.
Yeah. So I don't know who his doctor is, but he must be equally as nutso as Jose Canseco. But he reattached the finger, but the bone was completely severed. So it was almost like they duct taped it or super glued it back on or something. So anyway, on the weekend, Jose Canseco is playing in a poker tournament, and his finger just falls right off. Like just, oh, my finger fell off. And he says, well, it's probably a good thing anyway, because the bone was not fusing, and it didn't smell very good, he said. He said it was starting to smell bad. So, I mean, here he's got this thing, he's got it duct taped on there, and it's basically...
Well, he's playing poker with the lads.
Degenerating.
And now a word from his doctor.
Quack, quack.
Wow. So apparently some guy videotaped it and has sold the videotape of the finger falling off to Jose Canseco's agent, which is even more bizarre that he would buy that tape. I don't know why. So we haven't seen it yet, but it is out there.
Hey, Jose, you still got to play that hand?
The other gross story, and you'd think this would be a nice story, but it's not. Liam Hemsworth, who's the co-star of the lovely and talented Jennifer Lawrence in the Hunger Games movies, was telling Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show Friday night about what it's like to kiss Jennifer Lawrence. You'd think it'd be a nice story.
Any time I had to kiss Jennifer was pretty uncomfortable. Pretty awkward.
Kissing Jennifer Lawrence is uncomfortable?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, when you look at it on the outside, it looks like a great picture, you know?
Yeah.
She's one of my best friends. I love her. But if we had a kissing scene, she would make a point of eating garlic or tuna fish or... You know, something that was disgusting.
She's fun, man.
Right before the scene, she'd be like, yeah, I had tuna, I had garlic, and I didn't brush my teeth.
Right.
Fantastic.
Doesn't make you work that much more.
I can't wait to get in there and taste it.
Okay, and then Jimmy says, oh, she's fun. It's like, what is fun about having to kiss a woman who's just had tuna fish?
Well, if she had a mouthful of tuna, you could at least say you had lunch with her.
Jennifer Lawrence, the lovely Jennifer Lawrence. So, we want to know if you had the opportunity to kiss Jennifer Lawrence, but you knew she just had a mouthful of tuna and did not brush her teeth. Would you go for it or not? What did we say to the Shea Nation, Eric?
That's exactly what we said. Jennifer Lawrence wants to make out with you, but she's got a mouthful of tuna. What do you do?
Yeah, what does the Shea Nation say?
They're split exactly 50-50.
Kiss her with a mouthful of mayonnaise.
Half of them say, I'll go for it, and the other half say, I'm going to quickly back away.
Hey, I guess, you know what, if you love tuna, I guess it's not so bad.
I'm not a big tuna fan.
Yeah, I mean, no, especially if it's no.
In
somebody else's mouth. I mean, it's not so bad in mine.
I don't like it in my own either.
Wow. All right. Well, that's interesting. We don't get a 50-50 split too often.
Nope.
It's 8:13. This is the Doc and Woody Radio Show.